This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A judge will allow members of Colorado's Republican Party to move forward with a push to oust their state party chair, Dave Williams. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports that critics continue to call those efforts invalid and illegal.
District Judge Thomas Henderson had originally issued a temporary restraining order, blocking those critics from meeting or voting on removing Williams. But on Tuesday, Henderson reversed his decision, saying the court did not have jurisdiction over what he called an internal party dispute on whether their central committee could meet or not. So the group says it will meet on August 24th to potentially oust Williams. The order is just the latest in a summer-long push to remove the embattled chair after a series of controversial decisions, including using party money for his own failed congressional campaign. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Attorneys defending former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters took aim at Dominion voting systems during Tuesday's testimony. While cross-examining a Dominion employee, defense attorney John Case repeatedly tried to bring up claims about the election equipment, but was rebuffed.
Your machines have the capability to connect to the internet, don't they?
Objection relevant.
Sustained.
Is it true that the computers you supplied to Mesa County in 2021 were manufactured overseas in China?
Objection, relevance.
Sustained.
The judge decided to keep courtroom cameras turned away from the witness out of safety concerns. Peters faces 10 charges that include identity theft and influencing a public official. And this is CPR News and KRCC. Around Denver today, highs in the upper 90s, possible afternoon thunderstorms.